Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The liberal group MoveOn.org is considering spending $1 million to urge U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren to join the 2016 presidential race. The New York Times today reports the money would help open offices and run ads in New Hampshire and in Iowa, key states with early presidential contests. To tell us more about this, we turn this morning to Anna Galland, the executive director of MoveOn.org, who joins us now. Good morning and thanks.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what you're doing trying to nudge Senator Warren into this race.
You know, millions of MoveOn members, and I would suggest Americans more generally, are deeply excited about Elizabeth Warren. She fights for working people. She fights for the middle class. And so MoveOn members are actually voting now, today, through tomorrow morning, on whether we should take the step of running a major effort to urge Senator Warren to run for president in the Democratic primary. So it's pretty, you know, it's what it says on its face. We're considering right now whether we should encourage the senator to jump into the race.
Sounds like a foregone conclusion, though. In terms of you pushing this effort forward, you expect approval for this plan, I assume.
We anticipate approval based on listening to our members for many months and trying to get a good sense of what they want to see happen in the 2016 primary. But we are a member-led organization, and we won't move forward unless members approve.
What's far from a foregone conclusion, though, is actually getting Senator Warren into the race, as she said repeatedly that she's not running. So how do you get her to change her mind?
You know, she listened to a grassroots groundswell in Massachusetts when she entered the race for Senate there. We believe she can do the same thing now vis-a-vis the presidential primary. There is still time, and if she listens to the millions of Americans who are crying out for a fighter for the middle class, for someone who has stood up to corporate special interests, who has stood up to Wall Street banks, who has achieved real wins for regular Americans like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I think she will listen. If she can listen, she should, and she should get into the race.
But she has said repeatedly that she's not going to do it, that she's happy in her Senate role, and she has absolutely no plans to run for president in 2016. Are you worried that you're wasting your money?
You know, if she were already running, there wouldn't be a need for this kind of effort. The whole point here is that we want to show her that there is a massive groundswell of Americans that are enthusiastic and just really want to see her voice in the Democratic presidential primary.
If you push forward with this, you'll open offices in New Hampshire and Iowa, places with early presidential contests. What'll you do on the ground there?
That's right. So if we proceed, if MoveOn members vote to proceed here, we will open offices in early primary states, as you mentioned. We will hire organizers there. We will be organizing local events. We will have our first event in Iowa next week, early in the new year. We will be making ads. We'll be making social media products. We'll be organizing events and parties and town halls and all the sorts of stuff that accompanies a real campaign. You know, the 2016 presidential election is an opportunity for our best ideas to come forward, and that's really what we're hoping Senator Warren will help bring.
Do you want Warren in the race because you think she can win or because you think her candidacy, because of the issues that she focuses on, would change the presidential race?
You know, she can credibly run and can credibly win. So if we launch this effort, it's going to be because, not for some symbolic, you know, whim, it's because she actually is a credible candidate who can bring a passionate, progressive message about economic inequality and the need to fight for economic equality in this country.
Anna Galland, executive director of MoveOn.org. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having us.